This episode brought to you by Rewiring America, leading electrification nonprofit focused on electrifying our homes, communities, and businesses. Learn more at rewiringamerica.org. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us once again on Did You Know? The ESCO HVAC Podcast. So today we're spending some time with Alex and Tom from Rewiring America. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've talked before about the electrification movement and the role that you're playing in the industry. And then, you struck up a point that I just kind of forgotten about. I mean, I knew it, but I didn't really, I guess I haven't been considering the impact of it. You know, there was a lot of our heat pump movement, and not just heat pumps, but heat pump water heaters, solar installations. There were a lot of energy efficiency movements that were really doing well across the country until we recently had the federal incentives axed on that. And so I'm actually putting together a mobile studio, should be ready in the next few weeks. And we're going to be putting a solar system on it so that when I'm out and about, I don't have to rely on, gas, fossil fuel generators for running the thing. And so as I'm talking to the different installers, like, you got to get that done soon because you only got till the end of the year for your solar rebates. I'm like, oh, I forgot they were axing that 30% federal tax rebate for solar as well. So when we start talking about the progress that we made and the impact that it has, I think it's very important for people to understand what that means. So I'd really appreciate if you guys could help us understand this transition a little bit better.
Definitely. We put together a campaign just now, really to help homeowners also realize this, right? That these things are going away in pretty short order. These are federal credits. The solar ones in particular have been around for a long time, since mid-aughts. And then they were initially introduced in the late 70s even.
Wow.
But for 25C and 25D, these were designed for people when they needed it, when homeowners were, ready to make that upgrade, when some, appliance failed. And now we're kind of in a use it or lose it fire sale situation, which is not ideal. But for people that happen to find themselves in that situation, or have been saving up to make that upgrade that's going to help them on their bills, now's the time to figure that out. Now's the time to pick up the phone and talk to contractors and see, first of all, if they've got any room to take on this work, but if they can do it inside this last few months of the calendar year. So, save on clean appliances is the campaign that we have. And we've just got, roadmap, basically timeline for all the different credits and the appliances that are expiring. We've got contractor finder tools, which my colleague here can talk about at length. And then we've got something really cool with these drop-in sessions. So, we've come to learn, again, with time being of the essence, really trying to help people get their kind of, very specific questions and trotroubleshooting and just, other barriers that might be before them. We're going to help them with experts on staff and part of our electric coach network. So that's the campaign currently. But zooming back out to get more back to your question, I think we've seen, over the last past couple of years, heat pump sales, encroach and overtake those of gas furnaces.
Right.
And then similarly, reducing the market share of just one, just one-way ACs. And I think, that's in part because of these credits being available, savvy contractors making it part of their pitches, and then rising consumer awareness. Media post in the Inflation Reduction Act did a number of stories basically on these credits. So I think that there's a lot of momentum and it's going to carry us through. It's going to be choppy waters for sure. But again, the performance, the comfort that, this type of appliances deliver, and the energy savings for, tens of millions of American families, it's still going to be a good deal past the end of this year.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even realize what these incentives are and the fact that they are going to expire at the end of the year. Could you tell us a little bit about what these incentives include? And the when we talk about end of the year, is that installation date? Where are we at with that?
Yes. So actually, the IRS did put out a little bit of guidance the end of last week. And as we expected, right, you got to look at these things in the most conservative, interpretation possible. So, right. For solar, that system is installed and, hooked up to the utility. For heat pumps, it's installed. It's purchased and installed before December 31st. And so, zooming back, what we're primarily talking about here is, 25C and 25D, 25C, that's also insulation, right? Windows, doors, those are things that, millions of Americans make those upgrades insulation. And claim those credits every year, right? Mm-hmm. So, it is from top to bottom, anything having to do with improving your home's energy efficiency. Those credits that you've been able to rely on, millions have for decades now, you've now got a few short months. So, we're really focused on 25C. We're talking about insulation. We're talking about heat pumps, heat pump water heaters. We're talking about better windows. And then on the 25D side, that's going to be rooftop solar and storage. We did our homework before announcing this campaign, talked to contractors in our network. And really on the HVAC side, got the sense that there's room to take on increased demand. And in fact, that most folks were getting more phone calls on the 25D, the solar side, it's a little bit less likely. And so for folks thinking about that, really got to make sure you talk to a solar installer, pronto. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know just from the three different companies that I called, 3 weeks ago when I first contacted them, they were all, 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks out. And then I got an email last week from one of the companies that said, hey, I'm booked out right now until the middle of October. It's probably going to be 1st of November, realistically, if you can't, decide over the weekend. So that's really starting to push our installation dates. And so we have to be very aware that if we are considering doing that purchase in the next few months, I would be getting it planned and scheduled now just to make sure, because we don't want to get towards the end of the year and go, I've decided I'm going to go ahead and purchase this by the end of the year and then contact a few local contractors realizing that you're not going to be able to get it installed by the end of the year. And that is really the big concern, especially like this conversation. That's why I wanted to have this, is I don't think people are realizing that is an installation date. That is not a purchase date.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation, I really appreciate you taking the time to make that point. And again, we got resources on our website, and we're going to be shouting it from the rooftops as best we can, so nobody misses it that can take advantage of it.
Exactly. So, Tom, what are we seeing for rebates, particularly for like heat pumps or even heat pump water heaters? What could a consumer potentially receive at the federal, and are there other incentives that could be even stacked on top of that?
The 25C is up to $3,200 annual. Now that would be not only, as Alex said, not only for heat pumps, but also include those other energy efficiency upgrades.
Okay.
But each homeowner needs to also look at their local and their state levels, because there are also state incentives that they could also get as well. We're seeing several states really step up and do some amazing things with their rebates. That we're seeing stuff up in New England, also out west like Colorado. And so we're looking at not only this federal, but they also need to see what's local to them. And part of our website is also helping point people to the right places for their area. They're able to go in, put in where they live, and it's able to help them find out what's available to them in their area.
Oh, fantastic. I know for myself, I've been looking at what things I can do. I'm building a new barn dominium. And so I've been doing all the finishing. I'm getting into the mechanics now. And I was able to find a new heat pump water heater on sale at Lowe's, and then factoring in my potential 30% on the federal side. And then this is going to be installed out in the country. It was a, you know, a co-op that I didn't anticipate having any rebates, and they had a $500 rebate on this heat pump water heater. So I'm going to be able to install this high performance heat pump, hybrid heat pump water heater. And it is a Wi-Fi enabled, and I will be able to install that thing less than the cost of a standard efficiency electric or gas water heater. And so that's the things that we have to be very aware of as contractors and as consumers, that in many instances, this is a very significant rebate and discount on these really high quality products.
Yeah, one of the things I found when I came to Rewire is I just didn't realize there were so many different opportunities available out there. And it was really eye-opening to me because I had only played in the HVAC world. That was kind of been my everything. And to come and to see that first off, that Rewire has compiled such a great group of people is amazing, the work they're able to do and compile that, but have this one area of resource that they can go to. That has all of this information that, you know, and they could map out their electrification course. And there's just so much available there. And so it was really eye-opening to me as one who was just staying in my lane for so many years. And now to see all this that's available. And so people really need to do the research. But our goal is to make it where we have a one resource where they can go and see all the, you know, all these different informations and point them to the right directions.
Yeah.
And we got... Right now, just on, to double down on that, our calculator, which is the kind of lowest lift, quick thing to get you into the ballpark of what you might be eligible for. That's comprehensive of 30 states currently and counting. So from the state, local, utility level, and obviously federal incentives that are going away. And then, you know, not part of this big, beautiful bill act that eliminated these longstanding federal incentives are the federally funded but state implemented rebate program, where right now I think there's like 13 states that got one or the other program up and running. And basically every state but one applied for that money. And so, you know, still choppy waters for that as well, in terms of what states are hearing from the Department of Energy and what, you know, dots they or I's they got to dot and T's they got to cross. But that money's still there, and states want it. Every state in this country except one wants that money. So hopefully we start to see a few more states announce their programs, roll it out, and make it available to contractors and homeowners.
Yeah, no, I definitely look forward to that. And it's great that you're collecting all this data into one place. We've been getting a lot of consumer and contractor phone calls. So we've even been considering on our landing page putting a consumer resource or consumer information section. And I would love to be able to link your site because it gives them all of the resources they need when they're looking at these purchases. And so that, and especially with the contractor database, tell me a little bit more about the contractor database that you'd mentioned earlier.
Yeah, so that's kind of been my real focus here. One thing is kind of leading into that, though, as we were compiling information and asking our folks on the product team to give us an understanding of what kind of traffic we're seeing, we have already had more than 1 million use our calculator to understand what incentives they qualify for. And over 40,000 have created personal electrification plans, with 25% of them include or heat pumps and something else. So seeing a lot of high volume, which gets us to the point of one of the things that was the focus of when I come here was we wanted to build a contractor network, because to me, and I use words that sometimes I think shock people a little bit, to me, to install a heat pump and not do it correctly and not deliver on what you promised, it's almost criminal in my mind. And the reason being, having spent so many years doing tech support and OEM world, I just can't tell you how many jobs I went out to and saw it done incorrectly. And I had to bite my tongue because OEMs want to keep selling equipment.
Yeah, I got to sell product, but...
Right. It is what it is. I mean, I'm not begrudging any of those folks. Yeah. I still got a lot of friends at the brands that I used to work for, but that's just the way it is. And so we wanted to create a contractor network of people that we've vetted. In at least some form or fashion. And so it just so happens that Bill Spohn and Kevin Hart created Better HVAC.
Absolutely. Right?
So they contacted us. We were talking, you know, we wanted to create a contractor network. They wanted to create a contractor network. Well, let's collaborate on this. Mm-hmm. And so we are working with them. We're going to actually roll out. There'll be a big press release, I believe it's September 9th, just in time for the NCI Summit. And we are partnering together to build a contractor network. So what will happen is, you know, folks will go to betterhvac.org to kind of come in the funnel. But once they come in, they'll be asked if they would like to go through the process to also be listed on Rewire America's website as our contractor in our contractor network. Because what we're doing, we'll be pulling that data from their database, but only the ones that meet the criteria. So let me tell you what that is real quick.
Sure.
They have to take a pledge, right? First off, we want a copy of their mechanical license to see that their license, also certificate of insurance, to make sure everything's legit. And then from there, the pledge is that the fact that they're going to do a load calculation on every job.
Oh, wow.
Whether it's a replacement or whether mm-hmm. it's new, it does not matter to us. We've seen so many oversized systems out there not performing. It's just, you know, my own house was, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
I downsized my system, you know, and I got the receipts to show how well it performs. So, you know, it's paramount that we size equipment correctly if we want comfort. I did a post not too long ago. I was like, in what other world can you say that you're going to deliver 10 widgets and not even count how many widgets you gave them, right? And you're like, well, here's a box of widgets. You know, I promised you 10, but however many's in a box is how many you're getting.
Right. Here's your box.
Yeah. And so that takes me to the fact that not only do a load calculation, but also follow manual S sizing practices.
Nice.
Manual D if duck is also a part of it. We heavily suggest doing the static pressure test if it's a replacement system. Measure the static if that blows. Or works in that existing system. Let's see what kind of ductwork you got before you do it. We're also going to be offering resources to the people in our network, some training resources, things like that. So following the manual J, S, and D, and then also that there's going to be a proper commissioning of the system, including wow. proper documentation. And we also have some resources that we show what it is that you know we require as far as documentation, because if we get all the right readings, then we could calculate capacity. Mm-hmm. If you're saying that system is going to meet X amount of BTUs, then why aren't we measuring it to make sure we delivered X amount of BTUs or we're meeting X amount of efficiency, right? It's all math, and we get the right readings, you can you know easily calculate that stuff. Obviously, there's software out there such as MeasureQuick that also does that. We myself and my cohort, Darren, we're both actually certified MeasureQuick trainers. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be offering some of those kind of resources also to people in our network. So by then looking at, you know, and then the final part is that, you know, we're going to also have a feedback tool. So anybody that chooses a contractor from our network, and then they're able to come in and give us a response reviews, back to yeah. how that went.
Yep.
So reviews, as well as if there's an issue, we will follow up with that contractor. Now, we know there's always two sides of every coin, so we're right. going to listen to what's going on. We're going to get with the contractor, try to get the situation resolved, number one. Secondly, then go back and look, how did it happen, kind of do a more of a deep dive root analysis, because we want anybody that's chosen from our website to know that we at least did our due diligence to say these are the requirements. You know, now you can't go out to every job site with everybody, but we can say, you know what, here's the requirements to be part of our network, and you're committing to that. And then if there is an issue, we're going to follow up. And if they, you know, if they're not complying, then we'll, you know, deal with it then. But so we're really excited about partnering with Bill and Kevin at Better HVAC, because those are great. They want the same things we want as
Absolutely
well.
They do.
And so being able to partner with them and be able to link together to try to achieve this is going to be really cool. So what will happen, though, on Better HVAC is you'll see a little Rewire badge.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working on some additional badges that that people can earn as well. So, you know, if they're a part of maybe like ACCA or something like that, they'll be able to note those things as well. And so and we'll be pulling that information in. So when somebody goes to our contractor network and they see, okay, well, the only people showing up are people that have the Rewire badge, but oh, look at these folks. Mm. They're also belong to this organization.
Yeah.
They do ACCA quality, QI, right? Or whatever yeah. the case may be. And so we want to be able to showcase those things. And so people can make a good, honest decision on who they want to use and try to get the best folks that we can. And so that's what we call kind of our tier one level, our associated contractor level. Now, we do have some projects that we're working on, specific projects where we partner with OEMs, and those contractors have to go through an even more stringent process. And so, but the idea is that when we get to the next city, Like, so right now, let's say that we got one going in Rhode Island, but let's say that we come to your town, wherever that is. You're in Midwest somewhere, right?
Yeah, just outside of Indianapolis.
Yeah, so let's say we come to your area and we're going to do a project there. Then we would also, the whole idea about building this network out is not only will people be looking this network, but when we do come to an area, then we have people to draw from to say, right. Hey, do you want to go to this next level?
You bet.
And do these projects with us? But in that level, we get a copy of that load calculation. We get a copy of that contract to see what the sizing was so that we can check against it. We made some tools to easily do that. And then we get a copy of the actual commissioning report so that we have record that we can check those things. Just, you know, one to make sure that we deliver. Clifton is the biggest thing. And I think that you and I both know in our industry, there's been issues with people not delivering and the homeowners suffer for it. And that's what really bothers me the most. I can fix my equipment. You can fix yours. Right. But these homeowners out here, they're kind of at the mercy of whoever they get. They have. And so our contractor network is all about making sure we deliver quality with integrity and that they get what they paid for. Because if we help, especially low income housing, we help them get a high efficiency heat pump that are looking to save on energy, but then it's installed incorrectly. They don't see the savings. Nope. But yet they put the money out. Right. We got to do better. And so we not only are building the network, but are also building some educational resources, some things that we're going to help our contractors with to also help hone their skills and bring some real value to them about being part of our network. Sorry, I got a little long with it on that, but I've been spending so much time on this. This is my thing. You know, yes. This is what we're here for.
Yeah. No, I absolutely love following all of your analytics. I watch everything you do in social media, and I'm grateful that we're moving as an industry. We're going to see a lot more of, you know, these quality installations going forward. I've been for a few months advising on a new protocol that utilities are wanting to implement to validate that a system was installed properly. If it's going to get its badge of approval for an energy efficient system, what is that? And you're right, it comes down to commissioning. So we're actually looking, and I'm working with manufacturers on a connected commissioning protocol that would help in assisting in that generating that commissioning report to be able to say, okay, it's supposed to perform at this. And after it was installed, it actually performs at this. And if it meets expectations of the utility, you qualify for your rebates. If not, somebody better go back and fix things properly. And we're going to need that as we start working with, you know, more advanced, higher efficiency pieces of equipment. So I truly commend what Rewiring America is doing in the industry right now.
We appreciate that. I got to tell you that, you know, I took your course, by the way, the energy skilled. Yep. Did I get that correctly in the name? I always get the name. I get the name wrong. I wanted to go through it myself first, you know, and of course, I ended up also purchasing the curriculum so that we could deliver it. And one of the things that we're actually offering our contractors is folks that want to, especially the ones doing our specific projects, if they want to be energy skilled certified, that we will actually provide that for training. Them. Oh, yeah, we'll provide the training and do the testing, which will obviously be through you guys using the online testing. And so we're really excited about that. I loved how it was done. You did a great job. I'm not saying that because we're together on video, but it was done really well. It was needed. I've even seen a lack on the OEM side, not really explaining inverters very well. They don't understand what PWM is. They don't understand what IGBTs are. And we need to understand these things if we're going to be installing and working on it. So we're promoting that within our organization to our contractors that, hey, if you want to get this badge, this energy skill badge, it's great material. You would benefit greatly from it. Not to mention you get the badge.
Yeah. And so, part of the Google search engine, which is a big benefit. And so we're starting to see that developing even stronger right now where, you know, once you gain that energy skilled recognition, you actually get put into a premium SEO search through not just the Google, but through other search engines. So it's a big benefit for a contractor, and there's a variety of products. So the Department of Energy is moving into other product categories that will have energy skilled recognition, heat pump water heaters. There'll also be energy auditing. There is going to be inverter driven rooftop package units for residential light commercial. So there's a lot of cool things coming down the pipeline through that energy skilled program.
Yeah, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting news. We're really all about making sure that it's done correctly and making sure people just are properly trained. You know, there's obviously a lack of that. There's a lot of great trainers out there, but you and I both know many of them, but there's just still so much that needs to be done. And so we want to try to, ratchet that level up a little bit.
I agree. Well, thank you so much, Rewiring America, for pushing our industry forward. How can we learn more about the contractor database and about all of the resources that you are doing right now?
Yeah, quickest place right now, rewiringamerica.org/save. And so that is all about what's happening right now with the closing window on the federal incentives. But that gets you to the contractor network page as it is now. But as Huff said, we're going to be making that bigger announcement here in just a couple weeks. And then on that same page, we've got, you know, especially for, you know, homeowners, these drop-in sessions where they can get real expert advice on the projects that they're considering and hopefully to act, encourage them to, you know, act with confidence and act quickly here in this moment. So rewiringamerica.org/save is the best place to go.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time, and I encourage everyone to go learn more about what's happening at